The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Now, I hope it all goes well for you. Now, from bunkers to business class travel, let's go to some more stories about the coronavirus from around the world. Siobhan O'Connell of Business Plus magazine is here. Siobhan, before we look internationally, a little bit closer to home, there's a lot of discussion about the measures that have been announced by the government here to help small business.
Yeah. What businesses need right now is cash, because this is it's an unprecedented crisis situation for independent contractors, for self-employed people, for small business owners, for big companies like Gelato Hotel Group. I think immediately what Minister for Finance Pascal Donohue could do today to announce would be to suspend all VAT payments for Jan-Feb. So in January-February 2019, the total amount of VAT that was paid by businesses was 2.9 billion.
So what and that is due to be passed on to the revenue, or in some right. cases may already have been passed on to the revenue.
So what could happen immediately on Monday morning? He could say anyone who has already, any business who has already made that payment will get it back.
So that would be a 2.6 billion.
Anyone who hasn't made it injection. Doesn't make it. Now, government won't want to do that because obviously it's a blow to their coffers. But again, as I said, it's a crisis situation and what companies need is cash. And also then they're going to take a double hit because businesses' turnover is down. Obviously, the March-April VAT receipts will be lower. But as I said, there's no point saying to companies, well, you know, we'll give you a break on or we won't penalise you for late payments because they can't afford to make the payments in
the first
place.
You're saying the crisis is even more serious than that. Yeah. Now, just looking abroad across at the UK, what sort of measures has the British government announced to support business?
You know, their new Chancellor of the Exchequer, his first budget, talked about a baptism of fire for him. So in stark contrast to what's happening here in Ireland, the UK announced a raft of measures to assist SMEs. Business rates will be abolished for 1 year for small businesses in heavily hit sectors such as hospitality. Business rates for shops, cinemas, restaurants, music venues across England with a rateable value below 51,000 sterling, they've been suspended for a year. A new pubs discount is going to be introduced to take 5,000 sterling off the business rate bills of eligible pubs with a rateable value of below 100,000. And then we take that together with the existing small business relief that is already applicable across England. That's an estimated 45% of all commercial properties in England will receive 100% business rates relief in 2020.
Which would obviously make a big difference. There is a bigger question, can they afford it?
Can they afford it? But you know what? The bigger question is, can they not afford it? Because if you look, all of the stories you've been hearing today from your guests, all stories we're hearing anecdotally from friends and businesses, you know, thousands of jobs potentially are at risk.
No, and it is very serious. And on the other side, though, there may well be some people who are taking advantage of the situation. We've had some messages in about creches refusing to pay staff who don't have contracts, yet they're taking full fees from parents. So there's a lot going on out there. Now, when you look internationally, one group who may well avoid much of this kind of heartache are the super rich.
Well,
what have they been up to?
Well, they're chartering private jets, not for them, bulk buying hand sanitizer. They take it to a slightly different level. So they're chartering private jets to set off for holiday homes, or they actually have specially prepared disaster bunkers that they can retreat to. This was in The Guardian this week. Apparently, a lot of these rich people on their private jets are taking personal doctors or nurses with them to treat them in the event that they do actually contract COVID-19. California-based company Vivus Group, he builds underground shelters designed to withstand natural disasters. He's converted a cold war bunker in Indiana to accommodate 80 people. In Kansas, there's a 15-story...
They're not going to be 2 metres apart, are they?
In Kansas, there's a 15-storey inverted, because it's under the ground, luxury tower block called the Survival Condo. And now, obviously, residents are a bit cagey about, you know, if they're buying these condos. But apparently it includes real estate moguls, financial entrepreneur and, for good measure, two doctors.
Oh, there you go. The Kardashians have a connection with a business venture company. well, related to COVID-19.
No slouches in money-making opportunities are these Kardashians, and they've stepped up to the plate in a big way. Scott Disick, an ex-husband of one of them, don't ask me who, but I know he's an ex-husband of one of them, and clearly an entrepreneur with a sense of humour, because his affordable luxury brand is called Talentless. But anyway, Scott has got his ex-wife, Courtney, his ex-mother-in-law and his ex-sister-in-law to promo his new hoodies and t-shirts. Kim Kardashian, she made the first promo move to her 162 million followers on Instagram. Now, the hoodies, if you want them, if you wanted to export them in, they retail about €129. And then there's a cheaper option, the t-shirt, for €49.
And it's please wash your hands.
It's actually just please wash your hands. Takes Frankie Goes to Hollywood and Relax to a whole new level.
And $129 for that. I presume there are all kinds of different products beginning to surface now online and around the place in some way connected with this.
Well, you've got like on kind of Amazon now, you can buy all of these various what they call protective screen hats, colloquially known as anti-spitting hats, because if someone...
Anti-spitting hat.
If someone was talking to you and coughing, the visor on your hat would protect you from their...
I was going to say, do they come in a range of colours?
They do come in a range. And funnily enough, when I was looking at this morning, there is an Irish company, jbsgroup.ie. Now, it's an engineering company, so it's mainly in the business. But you could actually quite easily adapt their hat paraphernalia to for this cause.
For a different use altogether. Mm. Telemedicine is definitely, I think we're probably going to see an increase in products and even perhaps robotics around medical treatment.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Robotics are already lending a hand, as you mentioned there, with telemedicine in the battle against coronavirus. But then also, as you just said, also you've got kind of the robots who are kind of cashing in. So you have a Philadelphia company called Promobot, and they had one of their robots in Times Square recently, and this robot was essentially quizzing people to see if they have the symptoms of coronavirus, but then he was chased out of the park by the local authorities. Apparently now he's sitting in an office somewhere. Only problem was to interact with the robot required using a tablet, which meant a lot of people touching the surface, which kind of went against the whole idea in the first place.
Right, okay. And the price of lobster...
Yeah.
Has collapsed, basically.
It has. Now, I suppose if you're stuck at home and you're kind of wondering what to eat, you know, you could
also... super rich will be able to stock up the bunker
with stock up
with
their lobster. Limited exports or shipments into China means the price of UK exports like lobster and indeed, to a lesser extent, pork, chicken and beef have dropped for US consumers. In fact, lobster has fallen to its lowest price in 4 years. And the meat price index has taken a 2% hit with the imports of China slowing.
I'm sure many people will have a lot more than lobster on their mind. There was another story I saw about the Whole Foods CEO suggesting employees who are not sick donate their holiday time to employees who are sick. Do you think that might work, Siobhan?
Good luck with that. That's all I'll say to that.
Siobhan O'Connell of Business Plus magazine, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.